We have now spent a considerable time, perhaps up to 3 months, listening to the Word of God, the Divine I Am, as he mediates to us his peace, his joy, and his all-power. We have also begun to experience these attributes of the Supreme Self, so that our own little human self is beginning to find its way back into God. At the same time, we are learning, perhaps painfully, to renounce the things of this world, to put off the old man, as St. Paul says, in order to make space for the divine I Am to dwell in us. This we must continue to do, particularly in the 2 minutes preface to the main silences, as we listen once again to the divine invitation, and as we identify and renounce whatever may be at this moment hindering our progress into God. Come unto me, all you who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. We now come to the contemplation of divine wisdom. Let's take St. Paul as a starting point before we attempt to receive this attribute of the divine I Am. In the first letter to the Corinthians, Paul has an interesting passage about wisdom and foolishness. Writing to Greeks, who thought they knew a lot about wisdom, Paul says, "God has made the wisdom of this world look foolish." Taking this point, Colson is quick to point out how very far apart are divine and human wisdom. So different are they, in fact, that it is difficult to use the same word for both concepts. In human terms, we relate wisdom to basic intelligence, cleverness, and sound judgment. Such qualities, however desirable they may be amongst human beings, cannot in any sense be attributed to God. So, what is divine wisdom? In answer to that question, Colson directs us to the Old Testament wisdom books. In the Psalms we read, "In wisdom hast thou made all." And in Proverbs, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth." The Old Testament is, in fact, the richest source of our knowledge of divine wisdom, and it points consistently to wisdom as the divine source of all things visible and invisible, of all that is or ever could be. Here we seem to be trying to grasp the ungraspable. To help us, Colson has selected 2 verses from the 7th chapter of Ecclesiastes. In their original form, the verses read, "Wisdom gives life to them that have it," and "Wisdom strengthens the wise." For our purpose, the 2 verses are connected together and redrafted, without impairing at all their essential meaning. "My wisdom gives life and strength." So, in our relaxed and alert posture, let us now put away our own thinking and allow our minds to be filled with this word as we slowly repeat the sentence mentally over and over again. My wisdom gives life and strength. My wisdom gives life and strength. My wisdom gives life and strength. To help us prepare to receive this divine attribute into our hearts, Colson gives us the analogy of the creative artist. In order to produce his masterpiece, the artist must conceive the idea of it in the depths of his heart. He then has to apply self-discipline, and indeed self-renunciation, in order to give expression to the idea in writing or in paint or whatever medium he chooses. There is as much a sense of giving as of receiving. So in the second silence, let us try to go a stage further in contemplation. Let us try, as we hear the saying, to experience what it feels like to be the outpouring source of divine wisdom. As Colson says, we have to learn, in fact, what it feels like for the divine I am to give life and strength, not only to ourselves, but to all creation. For it is only then that we experience the wisdom which is truly divine. My wisdom gives life and strength. My wisdom gives life and strength. My wisdom gives life and strength. The saying is short enough to be a watchword for us to call to mind at odd moments during the day. But we could use the first two words alone to stand for the whole sentence if we wish. It is very helpful to repeat the saying just before going to sleep at night or waking in the morning. It may also be used effectively in intercession, especially to pray for someone we have been trying to help with the aid of our human wisdom, perhaps a person in bereavement. In this last period of silence, picture in your mind someone you are trying to help in this way, or who needs help. Then, when the image is there, refocus your attention onto the saying and imagine that saying being spoken to them, conveying to them the actual life-giving, strengthening wisdom it speaks about. For that is surely what is happening. You, John, you, Mary, my wisdom gives life and strength. You could add further names according to the time you have available. My wisdom gives life and strength. We end as usual with a prayer of thanksgiving and self-oblation.